All right, back to the Sweet 16. I'll finish that thought in a minute. We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Tennessee. He is in his ninth season there. He led the Texas Longhorns to the 2003 Final Four. He was the 2019 National Coach of the Year. He won the SEC regular season title in 2018. He won the SEC Tournament Championship in 2022. He has guided the Vols to the Sweet 16 in 2019 and last season, and they won the SEC regular season championship. They are the 2 seed in the Midwest. They are going to play the 3 seed. Great matchup. Creighton, Sweet 16, Friday in Detroit. My guest is Rick Barnes. Rick, it is great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, great, Jim. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Coach, great talking to you. So, Rick, when you and I spoke in February, you were talking about how tough it is to stack wins, especially playing in a conference as tough as the SEC. So that being said, how proud of you are you, or how proud are you of your guys for winning their first outright regular season SEC title since 08 and reaching your second straight Sweet 16?
Well, Jim, you know, every league talks about how tough their leagues are, and they really are. I don't care. Even when I was a head coach at George Mason in the Colonial, I know how hard it was to win games in that league. But think about our league this year. Going into the last week of the regular season, there was a possibility that there could be a 5-way tie for first place. And for us to be able to come out on top there, we won it by one game. And I think it was a 4-way tie for second place. But you know, I'm really proud of the effort that these guys did, just because of they stuck together. You know, we had a tough stretch. You know, there with the way the league had, they wanted the top teams to play each other so we could help each other possibly with the NCAA tournament seedings and all that. But we stayed with it. We did not play well at all in the SEC tournament, but I think what we've taken from that game is we were not shooting the ball well, and we got totally away from our game plan, and it turned really ugly for us. And since that, our last two games, we've really stayed together.
Rick Barnes is joining us. You know, Rick, I'm so glad you mentioned George Mason. I was actually going to ask you about that. For instance, your first head coaching job was at George Mason in 1987, and you've been a part of some really memorable tournament runs over the years. I know playing deep into March never, ever gets old, but given how long you've done this and the perspective you must now have, does it actually get better? Does it mean even more to you now than it did earlier in your career?
I think it does, in the fact that you realize the longer you do it, how hard it is just to get to the tournament. And I've said it every year, and I think people laugh about it probably. You don't take it for granted. I mean, I've had some great coaches on my staff, great players that never got a chance to play in that tournament, and they talk about it with the team. Justin Gainey, our associate head coach, had a great career at NC State. He said, "Hey, guys, I never got to go dancing in the NCAA." And it's much harder than you think, and because I've had teams that they scratched and clawed just to get in it, you get there, you still want more, obviously, and every round gets, it seems that each round gets more difficult. But it's something that I do. As I'm older, I realize it, that it's not easy to get there, and when you get there, it's tough to keep moving too.
You bet. Rick Barnes joining us. I mean, nothing's easy. Nothing is ever easy, and especially this time of year, and Saturday was no exception. If you were to go back to that, you were able to grind out a tough win over Texas. A lot of times when you think of your squad, we think of the firepower created by SEC Player of the Year, Dalton Knecht, but how pleased were you with how they played on the other end of the floor, forcing those 17 turnovers?
Well, that was the game for us. Those extra 10 possessions we got were because, again, we went back and scrubbed it out when we got back, and we know some of those shots we've got to make them. But hey, that's part of the game. But the way we did do what we did defensively, we had three really critical breakdowns late when we were up. And we talked about that. You know, we had gave up a no pass transition basket, overran a closeout, and then we missed a block out that we survived. But you're always trying to get better. But the fact is, you know, from start to finish, our guys were locked in, and they did not let the fact that we were missing shots affect us on the defensive end, and that was really the difference in the game.
Tennessee coach Rick Barnes joining us. You know, Rick, you and I had so many conversations when you were at Texas. You had such a great run there and a long run there. Before the game with Texas, you said you would, quote, rather be playing someone else, and to quote, other than the program where you were so successful. Given the relationships you must still have with members of their staff, what was it like for you to go up against them? And because you were there so long, did that win carry any additional personal significance?
You know, Jim, I've been away from Texas for 9 years, but Chris Del Conte, the AD there now, he and I started talking about coming back, and when the Irwin Center was going to be closed down, and you know what, I did that really for my grandchildren, and because I wanted my grandson to have a chance to sit on the bench with me, and I said I'll play the game if he can sit beside me on the bench, and he did, and they won that game, and they returned the game the following year here in the Food City Center. We won it, and then this year. But you really think about it, those guys, for the most part, the guys on the bench had been with me longer than my current staff, and they know me. I've watched those guys grow up as well as when I was growing up. And then Chris Ogden was the very first high school player we recruited at the University of Texas, and he's been on both of my staffs there and came here, then became a head coach, and then went back to Texas. And he went back along with Rodney and those guys. Their thing was they wanted to get our family back together, which I'm proud of that. And again, it's tough. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's not, because I've got so much respect for those guys, because they helped me along the way in ways that you can only imagine. But again, I would prefer not to do that, but it seems like that's something that the NCAA likes to do. They like to put those stories together.
That's what they're here for. They love that. Rick Barnes joining us. You know, Rick, I'm sure my listeners right now are like, enough, Rome, get to Creighton. But you just said something interesting to me, and it kind of hits home because we are now, my wife and I, Janet, we're now empty nesters. So we've got one son who graduated from Wisconsin this past year, and I've got another one that we sent to Boulder who's a freshman. So it's all so interesting and so different. I'm really curious, what was it like for you to have your grandson on the bench?
Well, I mean, I love him, you know, dearly, and I think it speaks volumes for our program that, you know, wasn't worried about one thing that would happen on the bench that I wouldn't want him, or certainly his mother wouldn't want him to be a part of, and I think that goes back to our kind of the players that we have here and what they've done here to try to really build a program at the University of Tennessee. But you know, as you get older, Jim, you know, you realize, I mean, what we do with basketball, that's what we do. That's our job, but that's not who we are. And who we are really the people around us, the people that have been a part of our life, people that God's brought into our lives. And I'm just thankful and blessed that God's brought so many wonderful people into my life, and certainly so proud of my family and my son, my daughter, father, you know, son-in-law, and daughter-in-law for the kids that they're raising. And it really is honestly one of the most important things in my wife, Candy, and I's life now.
Rick Barnes, my guest. Rick, that's such a key point what you made. It's not the first time I've heard that, but it's so, so important. Quote, basketball is what we do, but it's not who we are. Is that something you've always known, or is that something that maybe took you a minute or two to figure out?
Oh, no, I drifted away from that where I'm somewhat made it an idol, and I hate myself for it. I've gone back and apologized to players in the past because, you know, our motto here is it's not about me, and the times in my life when I look back on it, when I made it about me, it was really just selfishness on my part. And I'm just blessed and lucky that my daughter and son had a talk with me and told me where they thought I was from a standpoint with my relationship with God. And I knew they were right. And I so much I wish I could go back and do over, but I can't. But from that point forward, I said, I'm going to live every day I can to be an example for Christ and see where that leads us.
Interesting, right? It sounds like the family did a little basketball intervention.
They did that. That is a true statement.
We're talking to Rick Barnes. So the club is still far from a one-man show. Like, you think about Dalton Connect. In fact, you and I spoke last time. We talked about his backstory. You knew that he could score before he got there, but did you know what kind of a monster you were truly getting in him? I mean, did you see him coming in and just taking over as many games as he has?
No, not at all. And I don't think he saw that either. Jim, when we were talking, he simply said to me, I want to be part of a program, a winning program, would love to play in the NCAA tournament, but most importantly, I want to get better as a player. and do what I can do to help the team win. He never once asked about an NIL, didn't ask about how many minutes he's going to play. He said, I want to be a part of it. And after coming here, you know, we knew he had some other visits set up. He was supposed to go to Indiana. From there, I think he was supposed to go to maybe Kansas and maybe North Carolina was on, and someone else was on the radar too. But he left, called the next day and said, I want to be a part of the program. But no way could we expect what he did. And he would tell you the same thing. I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, have you ever had games where you score like that? He said, I had a couple, but nothing like this. And because I'm talking to him about the light right now, because there's so much focus on him, and I want him just to stay calm and who he is, not let it get overwhelming by him. And he's such a great kid, and he wants to do well. But, I mean, he couldn't imagine it, and I can't even imagine myself the spotlight that's been on him, how he's handled it the way he has, because he's never had the kind of attention that he's gotten the last couple months, and he's handled it in just a magnificent way.
I think that's such an awesome point you just made. Like, is he just built for it? Did he learn that? Did you help coach him on that? How is he handling all that?
Well, you know what? I think the thing is, I think he's playing the game for the right reason. He keeps talking about, and I say this simple. He's very simple in his approach to things. You know, he's a very humble person. If you met his family, you would understand who he is. But he loves the game. Like, I can tell you, we're off today. We practiced yesterday. I can assure you, last night at somewhere between 9:30 or 10 o'clock, he was in the gym shooting the basketball. And at 10:30, quarter 11, he was in the ice tub. I can assure you that, and it will happen again today. He's just focused on what he wants to do as a player. And it's been hard. I mean, you know, I've asked him to really play defense in a way that no one's ever asked him to do it. And yet, offensively, I mean, now, hey, you know as well as I do, you got a guy that can do that. You start scheming to try to get him the ball, but you also know your opponent's trying to scheme from him not getting it and putting pressure on him. So he's had to adjust to different kind of defenses, some of it being very physical, some of it just being double-teamed, some of it with 10 guys looking at him, I mean, 10 eyes looking at him. And, it's really a real testament to he and his family for him to stay as humble and as calm as he has through all this.
Hey, Rick, I'm inspired. I love that. I love hearing that. I think that's great. So before I let you go, you've got Creighton coming up, and obviously that's a team that is tournament tough. They've got a number of key guys back from last year's Elite Eight team. Anything jump off the film as you prepare to battle them as you watch and do your research?
Well, before we even started, I've got so much respect for Greg McDermott. You know, he was at Iowa State when I was at Texas, and we coached against each other. He is, first of all, just one of the nicest, most wonderful people you'd ever want to be around, but a great basketball coach. I mean, a great basketball coach. Offensively, I mean, every time I coached against him, I took something from the game because he's terrific. He really is, but he knows his team, and, you know, they don't foul. They believe in the three or the layup, and they'll maybe shoot a few mid-range jumpers. But the fact is, they extremely well-coached, and we're going to have to play great basketball to move on.
No doubt about that. He's going to be on the show a little bit later on today, and I agree with everything you just said. He is a great coach. He's a great dude. They're a very good player. However, they have to deal with you guys as well. That is a great, great matchup, a Sweet 16 matchup on Friday in Detroit. Rick Barnes is the head coach of Tennessee. Rick, I appreciate you again. I appreciate the relationship, and thanks so much for making time. That was great, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Again, as always, appreciate you, and God bless you.
You too, Rick. Thank you so much. Rick Barnes joining us. And he's just another one of those guys who's been coming on since back in the day, back when he was at Texas and doing a great job at Tennessee. 9 years there now.